笑も涙もきっとすべて君に出会うためだった
Hello everyone, welcome back to Captain Earth episode 13, My Town. And with, like last week, I have my two guests here. Jerry's here.
This episode is all a dream.
Oh yeah. And Skyline.
Huh? Oh, thanks for waking me up.
You're welcome. And, you know, to jump into right in this episode, it's basically the second half of Baku or Bugbear, which I'm going to call him because I think that's a funny name. it's just so weird. I don't know why I like the name. Just laugh. Mm-hmm. And he's still on the run from Amara and Mocha because girls have cooties. He doesn't want that, so runs away. And like, who would run away from her? I mean, seriously? Really? Mm-hmm. But yeah, it's more with those two. And we get, I guess, Zen, I guess his name. Yeah, he's researching something about something called the Magus incident, which happened a year ago. Which we're talking more about later, but it's basically part of Baku's background, his story, mm-hmm. and Kimiko and her, and the casino dude and all that. It's one big, I guess they kind of reveal everything, why there's immortality for certain characters. Mm-hmm. Which kind of surprised me, but yeah, we'll get into that later. It's just, it kind of all makes sense, but then it kind of makes my brain hurt a little bit. besides that, we had Tepe and Daichi kind of like practicing in like a shooting gallery area, just learning to shoot guns. And for some reason, Daichi's a bad shot with a regular gun, but he's on point with a live luster. Anyone don't understand why?
Yeah, they were thinking that the live luster is controlling him in that moment, but they don't necessarily feel like they're being controlled, the Daichi in this case.
Right. I'm kind of confused because, like, episode, I think, 2 or 3, they kind of said that the live luster was like a living organism that kind of was guiding them, but I guess it's the other way around, maybe? Hmm. That maybe they're just using it as a power instead of maybe it's not a living organism at all, it's just I guess they need to talk about singularity a lot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was a big theme in this episode.
Yeah, they kind of talk about the fact that, you know, power kind of is like channeled from another place, don't they?
Yeah, they do say something like that. I remember that, yeah. Almost mm-hmm. like it's through emotion, which I could see in all the scenes when a character uses that power, it's through like a desperate event or something's going on. They have to like save someone or something like that.
Well, you know, singularity. You know, well, okay, I'm not going to apply physics to this show for crying out loud, but the singularity is kind of like that last final infinite or near infinite point of a black hole. So, you know.
Right. Interesting, yeah. And, yeah, Tepe, I guess, apparently named his dream catcher, which was like, okay.
it was a shield a couple episodes ago, right?
Uh-huh. Yeah, so I think so.
How is that catching dreams?
That's what I was wondering. Like, I was like, when is Tepe having had nightmares? That's the thing I didn't know about?
He went to found a new age shop or something like that and just got like really, really like, you know, wasted on the patchouli smell or something like that.
Probably that's what I'm thinking.
Or the writers just wanted to make some weird parallel to what was going on with Baku and that girl, Kumiko.
Right, I think so too. It was like, hey, look, Dreamcatcher. Oh, wait, go back to them. And then you talk about, we actually do go back to them and you talk about, you know, Kimiko's been having nightmares even when she's awake. And it's slowly building up to the reveal that stuff's going on. And yeah, the Dreamcatcher thing was kind of corny, but but yeah, I guess, you know, they're just like you said, trying to parallel the other characters. Mm-hmm. And speaking of fighting, we get, you know, Bugbear or Baku in his final fight, according to the casino dude. He's getting tired of him because he overhears that Kimiko doesn't really like him. But I guess she's gonna marry him eventually. And she's like, she doesn't want to marry him. She doesn't like him. And typical, you know, kind of, we've seen this story play out like in movies and TV and everything else. So it's just, yeah, kind of weird. But yeah, his final fight, I'm like, how are you gonna get rid of him? He's a strong fighter. I don't think he's exactly gonna walk out of the ring.
Yeah, I'm blanking on the guy's name, Haruhiko. Who's
Yeah.
the yeah, that he shoots Kimiko, but then as we find out that oh, she has this ability to recover from her pain too, and then the interesting reveal of that was that Bugbear's singularity fixed the whole thing, fixed the entire this dream that she had about exploding a bomb on a boat and killing everybody, that he revived all of them, including
Yeah,
Kimiko.
that part was kind of cool. Like, that makes sense for all the power of why these characters are all immortal. And like you said, that like, Kimiko gets shot, she's fine. The other guy got stabbed, he's fine. So it's like you start adding it up. Like, okay, is this what's going on? You see his power. Because early on, I figured a singularity. I'm like, okay, if maybe if one of these gears uses a singularity on a human, it causes a reaction in their DNA or something, and they become immortal. But that's not the case, like you said. It's because Baku's power allows him to heal people or fix broken things. So, in doing so, he kind of, I guess, screwed all them up, all the casino people, because they disappear and like and they go back to just being energy. So I was just like, wow. So they're basically energy puppets for like for years, and they didn't realize it. Like, wow.
And
Oh.
that's kind of crazy because, major Yakuza guy, it's like, oh, I'm immortal. None of your Yakuza guys ever got shot before this ever happened in like the intervening years and made the same
That's true.
assumption, and you
That's true.
never heard about it again. It's like, wow. Big plot hole there, folks.
Yeah, but then you can look at it as like maybe those certain guards weren't there that one day when that happened. So, but yeah, it is a little weird. It's like surely you're being Yakuza, you've been shot a few times. This is funny. Now you mention it. And after that, Daichi arrives eventually, and they have the big throwdown with Bugbear and Daichi, but unfortunately, he doesn't get his kilt gang. I'm kind of disappointed. I'm like, damn, I wanted to see him get his. But I'm assuming there's plenty of other chances to do that because it's like we still have, what, 12 more episodes to go? So it's like we can still get him his kilt gang. But
Him
yeah,
and Lynn, or not Lynn, but the other two.
right, the other two, yeah. Because right now it's
But
like there's only three. So yeah.
because they had, the other planetary gears kind of came over to the energy side, if you will, but rather in the space of one episode. We've got two episodes devoted to this guy, and he ain't changing. Why are we going to assume that he's going to change anytime in the near future? He might be a third wheel in the conflict or a fourth wheel, depending
Yeah.
on your count.
Yeah, that's true. And from my opinion, I think Setsun's
We'll
the one that's
probably.
going to defect to, the other team and with Han and all of them and join Daichi's team. But I don't know. But like you said, he didn't really change as far as personality goes for Baku. He's kind of the same. And even Mocha kind of makes a comment about, something on his bag. He's like, don't touch it. He's very, protective of that. So that tells me he didn't really change much as far as the other characters.
I'm incredibly protective of my little teddy bear.
Exactly. That's fine. Because I'm like, jeez. But yeah, he's kind of an interesting character. I'm interested to see what happens with him later in the future
What'd you
and
think
what
about the
happens to
fight?
Setsuna. The mech fight?
Yeah.
It was kind of. I mean, it was fun because in the extra notes we had, I had a M-Rock kind of doing his commentary on it. It was pretty funny. I like that. But the fight overall is just kind of. I
It
guess
was
like
just
Daichi was saying, there was no, I guess just no feeling behind it. He was just swinging to be swinging because he's mad. So I was like, yeah, well.
It's kind of an interesting position that Baku is in right now, with sort of like he's with them now, but I guess he doesn't really have that feel, that desire to fight or anything.
Right, I think he even says that he wants to just basically destroy this world because he doesn't like it. So, but yeah, I can see that. Maybe he'll go along with just as long as he gets to fight, he's here to do whatever. But if he told do something else, he probably won't be doing it. Like they say, go investigate this. He's probably like, no, I do what I want.
Which like he's the most brute of the planetary years that we've seen so far, but in some way it makes him the weakest.
Yeah, it does. Yeah, he's if he's all obsessed about fighting, that's all he thinks about. It's like, eventually that's going to be his downfall. So,
I guess, if he's just that straightforward in his fighting technique.
Yeah, that too. I mean, it's like he's like a champion.
Well, I mean, you know, he was kind of a hard serve. I mean, you know, he had superhuman powers versus people that don't have any superhuman powers. I mean, you know, you could have sent 5 or 6 guys after him at any given point, and he could have knocked him down. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I mean, you know, this is a person, you know, just punch a person once. That's the only tool he has in the box. And so, you know, when he comes across someone that's a little bit more wily, mm-hmm. Daichi, wily, maybe, you know.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, we'll give him that much credit. You know, it's going to probably send him up, you know.
Yeah, in a mech-on-mech fight, Daichi should win. But in, like, a regular fist fight, yeah, Daichi would get destroyed in one hit. So it's like, he's lucky he had the robot around instead of fighting him, like, man-to-man. He would have got owned.
And but, in the next core of Captain Earth, we introduce you to Captain Decapitated.
Yep, one shot. Oh, no. But he'll come back because he's Live Luster or do something. And some extra notes besides the commentary. I like the... At 2138, there's a cool shot of the Earth engine. Just pause it, and it looks really cool. Mm. Like, that's wallpaper right there. That's pretty good for me. Anyway.
Yeah, I think I remember that shot.
Yeah. It's like this got fire in the background, like the sun rising. It's really cool looking. And the last thing, Mocha is still, you know, still the hotness of the series. I know Irish Charity was saying last week in the comments that because Black Bolt, or not Black Bolt, but BB was saying that, he's like, oh, I like her, and she's like, you can have her. And I was like, well, guys are usually attracted to girls like this, so I'm sorry.
Yeah, they were putting some bouncy animation in there, especially this week.
Yeah, they were. Any final thoughts, Skyline, on the episode?
Do we have the budget for bouncy this time around? Because we haven't done that in the past couple of episodes. Let me see. The staff has done a little whip round on a collection plate. We got the money for it now.
I got $2. It's like, okay, do it.
It's a Kickstarter, you know.
Yeah, I can do that.
That shot of the machine, I like that, but. That brings to mind the problem that I have with 24 when I watch it, when they transfer from the afternoon hours to evening hours, is that all of a sudden it's pitch black, and all of a sudden the sun shines, comes up at like, you know, it comes up in like a matter of seconds, and it's just like, you know, badass shot. I mean, it looks cool, but it's one of those like, it brings to mind 24 and a thing that I don't like that it does.
Yeah, I did kind of laugh when that moment happened in the episode. But like you say, he just finished this awesome fight. Mm-hmm. He's probably feeling good. He's like, yeah, I kicked his ass. And then the sun rises, like, yeah. And it's like, cute explosion or rock music in the background, just something.
It's like a video game victory pose.
Yeah, pretty much. That's all I was missing is like a pose, like him doing an uppercut, robot frozen that pose as the sun's rising and Baku's robot's flying in the air.
Mm-hmm.
That, it was something like that. Very... you know, cheesy. But overall, what'd you guys think of the episode? About you, Jira?
I didn't really care for the dream stuff so much, and I particularly have not enjoyed Baku's character as a planetary gear, so I'm kind of glad that we're past this and that we can hopefully move on to some bigger stuff.
Yeah, that's true. But what about you, Sky?
I think I was a bit more receptive to his character, at least as I said, after it took him 2 episodes to kind of get to that hint of him going over to the Kilt Gang side, and then they stopped that. That, I thought it was a really nice reveal that, you know, everyone was, you know, made of energy puppets.
Yeah, that was kind of weird.
You know, I honestly didn't even expect to see that even remotely coming.
Yeah. I'm just happy that I answered the question of immortality in this, so it's like, okay, good. They're not immortal just because Baku's power is OP. And you can bring back, you know, 100 people. And like, oh, really? Okay. And they don't really figure it out. I'm not human. Like, you would have figured it out early, like you said. But yeah, I mean, his power is kind of... I could see it coming in play later on as maybe like a last, you know, I guess an ace in the hole type thing. It's like, oh, I'm going to die, but I use my power. But you won't have very long to live afterwards, I bet. So. Mm. But yeah, the episode, like, kind of like J-Ro, I feel that Baku's character is not that interesting as far as all the gears go. It's like the bike girl, I forgot her name, Lynn. I guess she's interesting, but it's like, where the hell is she? You know? It's like, for me, it's always the annoying thing when you have a show when you have like five, six villains and you have a team of like five main second Precure and all the other shows. It's like, why don't all of them attack them at once? You know? It's like, you have three people,
But
you know,
it's all
three
about
robots.
pride.
Yeah, that too. It's like one-on-one fights versus, you know, 3-on-1. It's not very fun, I guess, or not very much
I
honoring.
don't know. I'd always be concerned that, I'd hit my buddy.
True, I guess, but I don't know, that's just a
Energy
minor
blast
thing.
that. Oh God, I'm sorry about that. Did that didn't hurt, did it? I mean, are you okay?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, even the show like Dragon Ball Z, they do the
Time.
same thing. Yeah, it's like they don't have, they rarely have a 3-on-1 fight. It's like it always breaks off in the 1-on-1. But anyway,
Time out. Mulligan, I hit my friend over here. Can we stop the fight right now, please?
yeah, true.
No? Oh crap.
Friendly fire.
Dude, sorry, man. We're gonna lose.
But
I hit you. This is bad.
yeah, we have
yeah.
dialogue we have to read.
True. That's true. I guess for next week, maybe might get a new opening by Nico Touches the Walls. Might be getting one like that. I'm hoping next week, or either by episode 15, and something about Hana next week. Seems like she's going through something. Maybe we'll finally figure out what's the deal with her.
She'll get some plot development.
Yeah, probably. Not that she needs any more. I mean, she's already exploding with plot right now.
Some character narrative.
Give some of the Akari, please. But anyway, that's been the episode. Right, I guess.
Can I mention
Guys.
something before we sign off?
Oh, yeah, sure.
Just a programming note about the mini talks. Next up, for the summer season, Fosh and I, and along with others, will be covering all Noah Zero on Menonord mini talks. So, mecha show, just like Captain Earth. Do check that out. It's going to be two core, much like Captain Earth. So if you're interested in that show from our summer preview, do check out the mini talks there as we release them.
Yep. Should be fun. And, well, I guess see you guys next week. See ya.
Bye.